Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Desperate Democrats. Democrats desperate to distract from the fact they just lost the shutdown battle. That's never happened to them before.
No.
They don't know how to lose. They've never done it before. Desperate Democrats have just launched another Epstein hoax. They don't have another play. And watching this, you know, they're telling us how great they did. And they did do better with some groups in that Virginian, you know, New Jersey races than Trump did. And that's not good for Republicans. But they're sure not acting like they're winning. To launch a hoax like this, this Epstein hoax, tells me they haven't grasped yet that the era of big media hoaxes is not only over, thanks to X, mm-hmm. and really thanks to Facebook, too, allowing True Things back on the platform and throwing the FBI out the door. They haven't grasped that if you lie, you're going to get caught. And you're not just going to get caught. You're going to get caught catastrophically in a way that blows up in your face. And that is going to happen in under 12 hours. They have not learned. That's okay, because it gives the public a good look at who they are. This hoax was so sloppy. This was the kind of hoax that they used to throw out there, they'd chunk out there, to the mainstream media, it'd go on for months. As social media became more prominent, they couldn't get away with it, they sent the FBI in to make sure that only lies made it on social media and the truth was censored. They lost that ability, which is why I'm amazed they still try this, Lee.
Yeah.
Because this was so easy to take apart. And right now, for a few hours yesterday, the number one trending thing was Epstein Trump, some version of that. Now, the number one trending thing on the number one news app in the world is hoax. They're just not getting anywhere. Here's what they did. The House Oversight Committee Democrats released a trove of about 20,000 documents from Jeffrey Epstein's estate. They patched together a couple of them and blacked some other stuff out to make it look like Trump knew about the crimes that Epstein had committed. Here's the main one they're hanging their fake articles on. It's a 2011 email exchange with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. Ghislaine Maxwell's obviously his pimp. She's in prison for being a pimp. Here's how it reads. I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. And then they have a victim's name, and the victim's name is redacted. Spent hours at my house with him. This victim has never once been mentioned by the police chief, etc. I'm 75% there. So this creates massive swirl yesterday in the fake news media, because, of course, they don't check it, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a victim who spent hours with Trump. Oh, we got it now. And of course, the Democrats pretend they redacted the name of the victim to protect her. No. No, they redacted the name of the victim because the victim is Virginia Guffrey. Guffrey, I don't know how she says her name. I apologize. Why would they do that? What, we got to protect? Well, she's dead. Why would you redact her name then? Because there's buku testimony, Lee, of her saying again and again and again under oath, I did not see Trump have sex with the girls. I did not see Trump with any of the girls. I did not see Trump with Epstein. I saw many others with Epstein. I know many others who had sex with the girls. Trump's not one. I mean, she said it every way that she could. Mm-hmm. And then her book, which just came out posthumously after her murder, because that's what happened. Her book that just came out posthumously again emphasizes Trump is innocent. So when your supposed victim who spent hours with Trump is Virginia Guffrey, you got to redact it. Otherwise, you don't have a story. And the Democrats knew that, so they just redacted the victim's name. And the media was happy to run with it and lie. And that is why, Lee, the Democrats just tried to get $500 million in funding for their fake media, because they're going broke. They lie for a living. That's not a business model that works in the X era. And so they need to prop them up some other way. This was pathetic. I mean, this was torn apart within hours and officially over and achieving hoax status by hour 12 on X. I love watching. I just absolutely, as a journalist, I love it. I love this. Now, if the FBI was still around with the backdoor into Twitter, this would go on for, you know, weeks, if not months, because they could just censor all the true things. It's what the FBI does. Oh, speaking of which, you want to hear a real Epstein scandal?
Oh, let's hear it.
Like a real one, not a hoax even.
No.
This is jaw-dropping. In fact, I had it about a week ago, and it just fell to the bottom of my stack. There's so much crazy stuff going on.
I can't imagine why.
This is a real Epstein scandal that implicates the Democrats, not Trump. And it shows you how dangerous the FBI is. Epstein has a guy who's in, you know, the cell with him. Guy by the last name of Tartaglione. Okay, he's a convicted murderer. And Epstein talks to Tartaglione a lot. Epstein, he filed in an affidavit where he, you know, under penalty of perjury, he says Epstein told him that lead prosecutor Maureen Comey, James Comey's little girl, who's also a very dirty federal prosecutor.
It's funny how the same names keep showing
up. It's so weird. Are there not 340 million of us, or 400 million, who knows, in America? I mean, like, why are these people's names coming up again? No. So Maureen Comey, who was fired, and it turns out rightly, now we know why she was fired. Maureen Comey offered Epstein a deal. You want to hear this one?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have to prove anything. He just had to say that Trump was one of the Johns. They needed him to say it in a way that it couldn't be disproven by Trump. And if Epstein did that, lied, Maureen Comey would free him. Now we know why he was in prison. I've tried to figure this out for years. Why was he in prison? That's why. They were getting ready to tee up Epstein. They'd say, hey, you know, you can do prison for the rest of your life. You can make up a few little lies about Trump. And the lies, again, Maureen Comey was very specific. They had to be lies that could not be disproven by Trump. According to Maureen Comey, I love this part, Lee, the FBI were her people, not President Trump's. Hmm. Remember, because Trump was president then. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That right there, whoa, I can do a whole Battleground America podcast on that. Really? See, this is what I've been telling you. And she knows it. Under President Trump, he failed to take control of the FBI. I don't think we've done it this time. I don't think we're fully in control. I think Kash Patel is running a small segment of the FBI. The rest of it is just free will and doing whatever the hell they want, mainly crime. But this is, she says, the FBI was her people, not President Trump's. And they could take the fake information from Epstein and tar him with it as long as Epstein gave them something that couldn't be disproven. In addition, Tartaglione says, Epstein confided in him about the offer from prosecutors and indicated that President Trump was not involved in Epstein's crimes. How many times do we need to see this? Yeah. Yet Epstein's denial clearly didn't deter prosecutors from trying to make him say so. How crooked. And remember the coverage when poor James Comey's little girl was fired? You know James Comey, who wants to kill Trump?
Yeah.
86, right. 45.
Yeah.
Yeah, great family. Gotta love these people. They're really whack. So this is how James Comey was using his little girl inside the FBI. Now, remember, inside the federal prosecutor's office. Now, remember a minute what she spent most of her time doing, because I like to remind people of this, so you could see how stone cold evil these people are and how deceptive and how corrupt our DOJ and FBI were. Remember what Maureen Comey did most of the time, what she spent most of her time doing? Fighting FOIA lawsuits to get what? The actual Epstein documents, the ones with the Johns. You know how the Trump administration has been demanded, hey, turn it over, turn it over, turn it over. But Pam Bondi correctly, and we've hit her when she hasn't turned stuff up for, okay? Pam Bondi correctly has explained, I can't. It is blocked from release by the courts. I can't give you the Johns. And by the way, the Trump administration, people don't know this, have been in court in New York and Florida trying to undo what Maureen Comey did when she fought all of those FOIAs and got Democrat-appointed judges to seal the names of the actual Johns and victims. And remember, the media mourned when she was fired. This right here is why she was fired. Yeah. Now we know. They must have had this. So just so we're clear, by the way, if Tartaglione, you know, what Tartaglione is saying, federal prosecutors were willing to bribe Jeffrey Epstein, that's a crime. That's a crime. You can't bribe somebody to lie on a bench, including if you use their release. You can't do that.
Is it called suborning perjury?
Yeah. And there's a whole other list of them here. I don't get into it because I'm 2 minutes past the segment. But so the real scandal here is that what we have just learned about James Comey's little girl, who belongs in a prison cell next to him. Democrats like to gender integrate these things, right? Maybe they can have a prison cell next to each other, some, I don't know. But this is the real crime, the real situation. So anyway, top trending thing right now on X is hoax. When your liberal friends tell you, haha, we've got Trump, tell them their media is very fake. Spend a little time on X, figure out what's going on, get back to you. Something like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this? Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Folks, this is the coolest thing. Top 10 trending story in the country. I'm addicted to this, as you know, that app we pay a lot of money for. People ask me, can I get that? No, you can't. You can tell a lot of these big news sites use it, though, like Fox News. You can tell, like, you know, as soon as something pops up in the top 10, it hits the air there. Top 10 news story right now is this. Hoax. Republicans slam Democrats for sharing altered Epstein documents to create a fake narrative around Trump. Folks, before, this would have gone on for months. This would have been months and months and months of the media lying, using the altered documents, the FBI being deep inside Facebook and Twitter, threatening Mark Zuckerberg with criminal prosecution, as he says they did, if he didn't take down True Things, all to create the hoax that Trump is one of the Epstein pedophiles. Instead, whole thing falls apart in 12 hours, blows up in a Democrat's face. Folks, that is the key to everything. We lose that, we'll lose again. It's why Trump lost in 2020. It's why they got away with stealing the election. Everything hinges on free speech. Which is why I want to bring you this, because this scares me more than anything I've seen lately. Can you imagine one day you go to the internet, go to social media. I bet you're on some kind of social media. Or your friends or your family are. You share stuff off social media. And Trump's gone. It's like he's not still the president. And you look around and realize Pete Hegseth's gone. Where's his Twitter account? I like to follow that. I like to watch boats blow up. I like to watch cartel members die, as they should. They've killed over 400,000 Americans in this war, sponsored by the Chinese, but that's for another segment. And you look around, you realize, where's Stephen Miller's account? He's gone. Wait a minute. Where's Trump's spokesperson? That cute little Carolina Levitt, where'd she go? She nowhere can find it. It's like there's no president, and it's like there's no cabinet. And then you start looking, well, wait, dependents I like to follow. My favorite, you know, whoever they are. They're gone. Where did the Republican Party go? That's the plan. Obama's plan right now. This is the actual biggest story in the country, if our side would just notice. If you're using me for show prep, go get this article. Trump to deport boss of Starmer-linked charity. This is the thug socialist who's the prime minister of the UK, the one who has arrested over 4,000 people. Now, they're sending their thug speech police in the middle of the night. So if you post anything true about illegal immigrants, they come get you. That guy. He's got an arm of his censorship operation in the United States right now. It's called the Center for Countering Digital Hate. It's run by a Muslim by the name of Imrod Ahmed, who believes that his job is to silence Americans. What is their plan? What's the one Obama's been working on for the last couple of months? I knew there was a reason John Brennan was in Ireland, helping them to create the algorithms that censor Europeans. The goal of the Center for Countering Digital Hate, this is in this Telegraph article, listen to this, is to deplatform the entire Trump administration off all social media. How might they do that? They're arguing that the existence of these people is so odious, so hateful, they cannot be seen on earth as human beings. In other words, the same thing the Democrats and the FBI tried to do here. Do you remember when they took Trump's old spokesperson, Kayleigh McEnany, off? They took Trump off. They took his accounts. They took all of those like top tier people to try to keep you from finding out the Hunter Biden laptop and the crimes documented on it were real. Remember that? Trump overcame that by winning. So they're going outside the country now and saying, hey, these people routinely on a daily basis violate the Online Safety Act and the EU's bill is law as well. So the EU has one law and the UK has the other. Well, you can't say true things, especially not about illegal immigrants or Democrats or liberals, really, is essentially what the law is. They're saying these are violations. And what they're doing is they're coming down on Google. They're coming down on X. They're coming down on Facebook. They're coming down on Instagram. They're coming down on everybody. TikTok. Massive fines if you don't censor. And I mean wipe out the existence of these people. Do you remember when Obama said this really weird thing last week? And I knew something was up about the new journalism that's coming.
Part of what we're going to have to do is to start experimenting with new forms of journalism and how do we use social media in ways that reaffirm facts, separate facts from opinion. We want diversity of opinion.
No, you don't.
We don't want diversity of facts. That, I think, is the one of the big tasks of social media. By the way, it will require some government, I believe, some government regulatory constraints around some of these business models.
Yeah, okay. So they just had a big meeting about this in Europe. Obama sent his people, and I talked to you about it. Internet censorship from Europe. Now, you may think, oh, well, that's not going to happen. Folks, Google makes 40% of its revenues in Europe. Gone. Locked out. Chinese style. X makes more than half of its revenue outside the U.S. This is serious. It's really scary, and it's coming. We got to fight this fight. Now, the good news is Imran Ahmed, the Muslim thug from the U.K., who literally lives in D.C. and runs the Center for Countering Digital Hate, whose only goal is to deplatform the Trump administration, Trump himself, off of social media, all of our messages and our top tier of pundits, and hopefully extradite them to the UK for trial. That's phase number two. Trump and the State Department have just said that he is going to deport the thug, Imran Ahmed. Remove him. I don't understand threaten to deport. I don't get it. Deport him. Do it yesterday. This is a war. We lose. Folks, think about this a minute. If Democrats win again, as I've told you, you will see Americans deported. I mean, you will see Americans extradited to either the UK or the EU for hate crime trials for speech online, if they are even allowed to be online. Because these foreign governments who are now in our country are saying, hey, we have the right to censor Americans. In fact, that's their goal. This is the fight of our time. And they do this, we can't counter the hoaxes anymore. The scary stuff. Trump has got to get on this. I know he's doing a million things. He's got to get on this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
1.3 million Americans either here on H-1B visas or their family members of people on H-1B visas who are also authorized to work in the screw you America economy, because that's what this is. A second day of absolute shock and betrayal. And folks, I can't believe the accounts on social media that are just completely flat out rejecting Trump right now. These are hardcore pro-Trump accounts. I'm talking to everybody from Matt Walsh to Crowder, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro. I mean, we don't have this level of agreement on anything. But the horror of what Trump said the other day, the absolute betrayal.
Republicans have to talk about it, Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds
of
thousands
of
foreign workers.
I agree, but you also do have to bring in talent.
We don't have talented people here. You don't have certain talents,
and people have to learn.
Huh? What? Here's Trump in 26. He knows better. I'll get into what happened here. I'll break this down like no one else will. Everyone's going to understand this when I'm done. Quote, March 3rd, 2016. The H-1B visa program is neither highly skilled nor immigration. These are temporary foreign workers imported from abroad for the explicit purpose of substituting for American workers at lower pay. He knows. But here's what he blew up Megyn Kelly's wazoo.
You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles, or I'm going to put
you. How did we ever do it before?
Well, I'll give you an example. In Georgia, they raided because they wanted illegal immigrants out. They had people from South Korea that Hyundai. Made batteries all their lives. You know, making batteries are very complicated. It's not an easy thing. It's very dangerous. A lot of explosions, a lot of problems. They had like 500 or 600 people, early stages, to make batteries and to teach people how to do it. Well, they wanted them to get out of the country. You're going to need that, Laura. I mean, I know you and I disagree on this. You can't just say country's coming in, going to invest $10 billion to build a plant, and going to take people off an unemployment line who haven't worked in 5 years, right, and they're going to start making missiles.
That's a crock. That's a dodge. Yes, I have talked positively about the Arizona plant where Taiwan is now, the main company that makes our semiconductors is now, and our chips especially, bringing their own people in to train Americans. I got no problem with that. In fact, I think it's brilliant. So we don't have to go to war with China if we move the factories here. I got no problem with us bringing in foreigners to train Americans to do work. Nobody does. But he knows that's not what these H-1B visa workers do. He knows that. I just quoted him. So does J.D. Vance, who in August said, and I quote, this is Wall Street Journal, you cannot flood the United States of America with 20, 30, 40 million people who have no legal right to be here, have them compete against young American families for homes and not expect the price to skyrocket, he said. This is a disaster. Again, when you let in 85,000 H-1B visa holders who work for an average of 20 to 50% less, 85,000, when you have a population of 1.3 million here, and you only created 55,000 private sector jobs total last month, you're gonna get some pushback. There's not jobs for us and for them. Scott Bessent, God bless him, our Treasury Secretary, came out, try to clean this mess up. It's a mess. And again, I'm gonna tell you in a minute, I don't know why Trump even said this, because it's not what he's doing. That's what's so bizarre. Here's Scott Bessent trying to clean up the mess, trying to dodge, trying to confuse people. Oh, we need foreigners on visas to train Americans to do jobs we don't know how to do. Great, fine. Bring them in, then send them home. I got no problem. But you guys know that's not what these H-1B visa holders are doing.
There's 20, 30 years we have offshored precision manufacturing jobs. And the president's point here is, we can't snap our fingers and say, you're going to learn how to build ships overnight. We want to bring semiconductor industry back to the U.S. There are going to be big facilities in Arizona. So I think the president's vision here is to bring in overseas workers where these jobs went.
Who have skills.
Who have the skills, 3, 5, 7 years to train the U.S. workers, then they can go home. The U.S. workers fully take over.
So do you understand the concern that some people have? Hey, an American can have that job. Why you give it to a guy from India?
But an American can have that job.
So it's specific skills.
Because we haven't built ships in the U.S.
Look, I'll call a Democrat when they lie. That's a lie. That's a total lie. Arizona, yes, fine, do it out there. I've been selling that for months. It's brilliant. But that's not what's going on with these H-1B visas. You know it, and I know it. Here's how they work. I'll tell you really quickly. Actually, you know what? I'll tell you in the next segment so you'll understand everything going on here, because here's the bizarre part, folks. The largest, steepest, meanest crackdown on H-1B visas just occurred. Do you know who did it? Trump! Why didn't he just say that? I just launched a massive crackdown on H-1B visas, and the way I did it so tough, we probably aren't going to have many. Why didn't he just say that? Why did he slam the whole country? Nobody talented here, got to bring in the Indians. What the heck? Well, it's not even true. It's not even what he's doing. I'm not following, but I'll lay it all out coming up. H-1B visas is neither highly skilled nor immigration. These are temporary foreign workers imported from abroad for the explicit purpose of substituting for American workers at lower pay. Donald Trump, March 3rd, 2016. He knows. He's full of it. Which is what I don't understand. He absolutely slapped down Laura Ingraham, trashed American workers, and it's not even what he believes. I'll explain what I mean.
Republicans have to talk about it, Laura.
And does that mean the H-1B visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration? Because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands
of
foreign workers.
I agree, but you also do have to bring in talent.
We don't have talented people here. No, you don't have certain talents,
and people have to learn.
Okay, here's where I'm confused. This is the second time he's done this, by the way. He gutted himself. The first time was in July. He was sitting at 50%, and he told his supporters, if you don't agree with me on keeping the Epstein documents under lock and key, then I don't want your support. He hasn't had it since. He can't get back up to 50%. Why would you do that? This is the second one of these. And I don't know when you get that shot, there are South Korean studies, change your personality. He's also maybe getting older. He's having they get angry. And they don't make a lot of sense when they do. Because let me tell you, nobody has done more than Donald Trump to stop the abuse of the H-1B visa system. This is what's so bizarre about that. Do you know what he just did? He's, by the way, getting sued by corporations for it. Good. Every single visa, H-1B visa, comes with a $100,000 application fee. Problem solved. If you're trying to bring in Vikram, who will work for $40,000 when an American would make $80,000, because that's what they do, and Vikram's going to do that for 7 years, because at the end of it, he gets a green card and a path to permanent citizenship for himself and his entire family. That's why they work for this, folks. They're working for less than they can get in India. They're here for the immigration benefit. They tie the immigration benefit to the company. They are truly indentured servitude. And the company works them 80, 90 hours a week like a damn slave. They can't complain, but they don't care because they know everybody gets citizenship at the end. And a place in our universities and Americans get shoved to the side, right? So how do you counter that? You do exactly what Trump just did. Like, that was like 6 weeks ago. $100,000 per person per application fee. Problem solved. In fact, they say most small to mid-sized firms can't afford that. There aren't going to be any more H-1B visas. Why not say that, Donald Trump? Just say that. Say, look, nobody's done more than me. Now, I disagree with Trump on one thing. He's going to leave the 1.3 million here during a time we have no jobs. We just had the worst job month on record for corporations announcing we're laying off people since 2003, okay? You cannot bring in 85,000 Indians and Chinese. 70% of them are Indians. Indians and Chinese, the rest are Chinese pretty much. And by the way, the reason we bring in Indians and Chinese is because it's the deal we cut with the Democrats under George W. Bush. I'll never forget it. Democrats said, well, we don't like the cheap labor. We don't want to bring people in, but we will agree to bring them in on visas if they are groups that vote in the majority for us. That's why they're all Indians and Chinese. So we're also gutting our future as a country because these people are going to come in and vote for the Democrats. We're going to lose every right and freedom we have. So some corporations could get a few good quarters before the whole thing goes up in smoke. But folks, Trump has done more than anybody in my adult lifetime to fight this. Why didn't he just say that? Instead, he's like, well, I need a few visas for an Arizona plant. Fine, good. Nobody cares. We already knew you were doing that. Nobody's objecting to that. What are you talking about? This is the second time he's plumb lost his mind. Here's the thing. That clip is going to be played over and over and over during the midterms. Self-inflicted. And it's not even true. He's fighting H-1B visa. Folks, I just slapped my forehead. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.